And so I'm sitting on the back bench, and I'm thinking, you know, okay, all right, I'm on the back bench. I've got the whole train to myself. It's awesome, okay? And just about the door's about to close, 40 Chinese nationals came on the train with me. Now, let me preface this before I move any further. These were Chinese nationals. They're not your Chinese from San Francisco or around here, your Best Buy Chinese. These were bona fide Chinese. Spock haircut and all. Now, I'm not talking about anybody else out there that might be of Chinese descent. I don't know you. I also can't speak for everyone in China or the territories they occupy. I'm just talking about these 40 people that I interacted with in Denver Airport. They were the stinkiest, nastiest people I've ever met in my life. You don't know, you weren't there, okay? First of all, the whole train smells like bok choy and ass, okay? It's brutal. Brutal. It's like one big flatulent train. And I'm like, oh God, that's in my nose. Oh. Y'all, they had a cooked duck hanging on the outside of their luggage, unwrapped, like it was a travel pillow. Had hair on it, lint. That duck eye was looking at me, the beak was open. Creepy! Now, friends, if you were gonna travel halfway around the world with some cooked poultry, you'd wrap it up into some aluminum foil, wouldn't you? Right? Maybe a bread bag, something. Not these dirty bastards. They just left it out there. Oh, I think it was about to turn, too. So I got that nasty duck smell. I got bok choy and ass rocking their house. And then those sons of bitches don't cover their mouth when they cough. The dirty red bastard. This is all like, maybe you don't understand. They're in front of me, I'm on the back bench. The train is going forward. All I'm seeing is this huge cloud of SARS and bird flu and lead coming at me, just crawling all over my body. I feel the SARS and bird flu just creeping me out in slave labor. Ah! It's so dirty, oh my God. I wanted an SOS pad, like a steel wool, like get a Sally Field shower from Silkwood. Ah! Decontaminate me, please! Creepiest things ever happened to me. They were talking China talk, okay? What? Look, I don't know how you are. I don't know the difference between Mandarin and Cantonese. I don't know. But I do know that I own Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon on DVD, and I can recognize some damn China talk when I hear it. So they was talking China talk, right? And the same coffee, all right, you know, it's weird, you know? Ugh. Oh, coffee, he, something came out of his mouth. Hit another Chinaman in the face, and all that other Chinaman did was this. That was so not would be my reaction. And by the way, just so you know, it wasn't no white spit that's really round like your grandmama used to spit on you once in a while, you know, that you see over here in the corner and work its way to the middle, then shoot out at you. You're like, oh. Oh, where does grandmama spin? I mean, come on, we're family. No, this had some color to it. And it, yes, it looked like a chewed up gummy bear. Yes, I was there. You cannot be possibly more grossed out than me. bok choy ass, duck eye looking at me. I about vomited in my mouth. All he did was, that's how it went down. I was like, hang da, quack. I'd be like, I'd be pouring gas over my body like a Buddhist monk protesting Tibet. Whole train would smell like fajitas. Dirty bird flu-y mother. Ooh. Finally, the train pulls into the station. We get off the Tuberculosis Express. Right there, I would have paid $300 for a Purell shower. Just bathe me in Purell. Woo!